you know, sometimes we're talking about something like this, people say to me, well, it's a question of whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yes, that's what I just said to you.
I don't like nobody pertaining to me to feel that way, but it's unfortunate that I do. I feel that if it's meant for you to walk out of this house to your death, mister, it's going to happen. Because if this Mr. Duffin can call me back to work there, but I was so unhappy I could have died there, I give up. I just give up when I've wanted so many things in my life so badly to come. You know, like you say, the car. This guy called me from all the selections he had and the older woman and everything else, whereby the risk is so much greater. Yes. You mean, am I a faithless? Yes. Yes.
Well, there is such a thing as faith, then.
Yes, for me, for the dummy, yes. Or for a person, no, a real clever person believes they make their own fate. But a person who's had a lot of hard knocks and always been down, the underdog, well, that's the easiest excuse.
What do you think are the most important things for someone to keep in mind when deciding what he wants to do with his life? What sort of work he's been doing? What are the things that are most you should aim to achieve?
My greatest regret, and it should be, my older sister tells me so, I should have studied, but I lost my power of concentration at a very early age, and I've done remarkably well, considering that I don't have it.